Good morning. Welcome to the Faculty of Medicine Dean's Award Ceremony. It's truly wonderful to see our graduates together with those of you who are so important in their lives. A special greeting to those of you in the Martin. Hello, Martin. At this time, I'd like to remind you of a few regulations of our Faculty of Medicine. The first is that the weather must always be sunny on Convocation Day. The second is that the McGill Medicine graduating class has to be the smartest, most talented, and best-looking class of all. In short, rock. And since we followed those regulations, I'd like to request that you help us with the third one, which is that all pagers and cell phones should be turned off or to vibrate. So please take a minute to ensure that this is done. Mon nom est Joyce Pickering, vice-doyen prédoctorale, et c'est un grand plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue à notre cérémonie de remise des prix et réception du doyen. This is a time to celebrate all our graduates, including those who are recipients of a number of prizes. We're honored to have with us today in the platform party senior members of our faculty and guests who will be awarding some of the prizes. We have Dr. Lala, Dr. David Eidelman, Dr. José Moret, Dr. Peter Gillette, Dr. Robert Bruyette, Dr. Greg Medarisian, Dr. Gerald Fried, Dr. Saul Frankiel, Dr. Mark Cohen, Dr. Namta Gupta, and Michelle Joannis. I'd also like to recognize our special guests, Roslyn and Morris Goodman, who are our honorary degree recipients today, and Dr. Matsu Walker, our Osler Award winner, as well as his wife, Natalie, and daughter, Mia. Hi, Mia. Who are in the audience with us today. You'll hear more about our special guests at the convocation ceremony this afternoon on lower campus, and we're also very pleased to have with us the Osler Fellows for the class of 2011. But our most honored guests are you, the family and friends of those accomplished young people, and as we celebrate them, we know that you're an important part of the reason that they're here today. Thank you for being here today. And more importantly, thank you for being there through the past 4 years and more for our students. Ce n'est pas juste une faculté qui forme des médecins. Chaque étudiant a besoin de proches pour lui soutenir. And to our graduates, well, you'll sort of always belong here because you're now part of our McGill family. I'd now like to present to you Dr. Richard Levin, vice-recteur pour les affaires médicales et doyen de la faculté de médecine pour son discours. Dr. Levin.
Good morning, everyone. Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Félicitations à tous. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome. I now address with pride the class of 2011. This is a graduation, the end of an experience. This is a commencement, the beginning of an experience. It is both. It explains some of the complex feelings we have, which are perfectly acceptable to have them all. In fact, today, as you celebrate the accomplishments of the past 4 years, please join me in celebrating the accomplishments of some very special guests who are with us today. Roz and Morris Goodman have been the kind friends to our faculty that come along maybe once in a generation, maybe once in 100 years. Their inspiring generosity in inventing the Goodman Cancer Research Center has kept our university, our city, our province, our country at the cutting edge of medical research. And today, this rare couple will be receiving honorary degrees from McGill. They will graduate with you. Roz and Morris, we are so grateful for everything you have done for us over the years. And we all congratulate you on today's well-deserved honor. And I'd like to join Joyce Pickering in extending to all of our very distinguished members of our platform party, our chairs, our Osler fellows, faculty, and leaders who are here today solely to honor you. I wish a very warm welcome to a special group of your teachers, our 2011 Osler fellows, who have guided, mentored, advised, and cared for this class over the last 4 years. Osler fellows, will you please rise? We recognize the Osler Fellows annually with these words. The Osler Fellows have witnessed and contributed in an enriching and ennobling way to the inspiring transformation of their students into young physicians. Their special mentorship, a privilege of the highest order, has helped prepare the class of 2011 to assume the awesome and singular responsibility of healers and professionals. For this, we are profoundly grateful. Thank you once again. I want to take another moment to acknowledge the outstanding generosity of this class. You raised several thousand dollars in support of the Eric Josey Memorial Fund, supporting a cause that I know has touched you all profoundly. Your gift will help the McGill Student Wellness Club recruit a speaker to talk on the subject of mental health. This is your first, but surely not your last act of class giving, in which you honor medicine's social contract and help make the world a better place. What a privilege it is for me to congratulate this year's graduating class in medicine and to welcome your guests, who, as Joyce said, include the most important people in your lives. We are here for one simple reason: to celebrate. To celebrate this impressive groupe de finissant, ladies and gentlemen, join me in recognizing the class of 2011. This year marks another milestone. It is 190 years since the good citizen James McGill left a bequest that led to the establishment of McGill University as the Faculty of Medicine. It's not such a long time ago in the annals of medicine, which date back at least to Hippocrates, but in the history of modern medicine, it's practically an eternity. Just think of all that has changed since that founding. When this faculty was founded, the first of McGill's faculties and the first medical faculty in Canada, the 19th century was at its beginning. Montreal was etched with dirt tracks. Horses and carts navigated the city. Doctors worked by the light of oil lamps. And epidemics like cholera, typhus, smallpox ravaged the local population. Doctors played an instrumental role not just in tending to the sick, but also in helping fight the deplorable conditions that led to sickness in the first place. So, with that image in mind, think about the progress. The progress in medicine at McGill and Montreal since Osler's day is part of the revolutionary advance of medicine around the world. Millions of lives have been saved that would otherwise have been lost. we have witnessed vast improvements in the quality of people's lives, and McGill has contributed greatly. You, the class of 2011, will contribute greatly to the improvement of human life. And now the human prospect is much fuller and fairer than it was at those beginnings of our faculty. You, doctors are indeed part of this inspiring story now of making our world a better place. If you'll permit me just one quote from Sir William Osler, perhaps our most famous graduate. He said, "The great republic of medicine knows and has known no national boundaries. The profession, in truth, is a sort of guild, any member of which can take up his or her calling in any part of the world and find brothers and sisters whose language and methods and whose aims and ways are identical to their own. Parents, friends, those of you in the other room, significant others, children of the graduates, thank you for loaning these worldly students to us for a few years. Today, we recognize them and their great success in reaching what is recognized in every country of the world as the highest form of human achievement. They've worked hard, they've laughed, they've cried, they have suffered at times for this, but they have not. They could not have done it alone. To their parents and their teachers, their friends and their spouses, their grandparents, brothers and sisters, and their children, they stand on your shoulders. And so I ask all of our young doctors in the class of 2011 to stand and face your families, and together let us thank them. The gifts you have given to them is in fact priceless. What has impressed me most over our time together is your dedication to achieving excellence against often tough odds. You made this campus and this city your own. You embraced new challenges, new friends, new colleagues, and for many of you, a new culture. Combien d'entre vous parlez mieux le français maintenant? And how many of you have fine-tuned your English? Above all, you have embraced the duties of a profession that transcends any particular time, place, or culture. Our profession is universal. Wherever and whenever we are called upon, regardless of whose call it is that we answer. We must dedicate everything to healing and caring for the sick. I know it wasn't easy to get here to this doorway that is finally opening to your careers. You've had to overcome many obstacles. But please know also that the best is still ahead. How you practice medicine today is very different than when I graduated almost 40 years ago. We're at the dawn of the century of biology. Personalized molecular prescriptions will be your reality, and I envy you. The healthcare you will practice will be giddy-paced, but more efficient, less painful, more effective than ever before. But you will also face unprecedented challenges, looming obesity, new infections, old infections that resist all therapy. And you must find ways to go well beyond what we know and what we practice today. From the Latin, medicinae doctor, doctor of medicine, MD, means teacher of medicine. Your role as teachers is central to our profession. You have undoubtedly already experienced this with your loved ones who are already reliant on you as doctors for sound medical advice. Now you must share your learning with everyone else. As Joyce said, although you will leave us today, I hope you will never forget your time at McGill. I will certainly never forget you. It has been a wonderful 4 years, class of 2011. I am glad to have shared in, unfortunately, only a few of your moments at McGill, and I am overjoyed to share in this one. It's a great day. And as you set forth on your journeys, know also that it is a great time to be a doctor. The stage has been set for you to accomplish amazing things. My heartfelt congratulations to each and every one of you. I wish you good luck. Félicitations à tous.
Thank you, Dr. Levin. Before I begin the clinical wards, I'd like to draw your attention to the page in your program immediately preceding the list of names of the graduates, where we have listed the students who were awarded prizes over the past 4 years. As these prizes have already been given, I will not be calling these students down, but we wish to publicly acknowledge these students in the program. Congratulations to all of you. We'll now move to the departmental awards. I'd ask the awardees to come down to the front when their name is called to receive the award. I'd like to remind you that we do have a photographer who will take individual photos of each winner, and these photos will be made available to you electronically as well as a DVD video recording. The John H. Atchler Prize in Family Medicine is presented by Leonora Lala, Undergraduate Education Chair for Family Medicine, to Robert Tremblay. This could be a long. The J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine is presented by Dr. David Eidelman, Chair of the Department of Medicine, to Paul Bastianelli and Claude Stediad. The E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine is presented by Dr. José Morey, Chief of the Division of Geriatric Medicine, to Marisa Ponzo. The Brian Newton Memorial Award in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Peter Gillette, Chair of Obstetrics and Gynecology, to Matthew Shirovsky. W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Peter Gillette, Chair of Obstetrics and Gynecology, to Lori Robichaud. The Montreal Children's Hospital, represented by Chair Dr. Robert Bruyer, Prize for Pediatrics Excellence is awarded to Samantha Dankoff, who I believe is not here today, unfortunately. But, well, congratulations. The Mona Bronfman-Scheckmann Prize in Psychiatry is presented by Dr. Gregory Medarisian, Chair of Undergraduate Medical Education for the Department of Psychiatry, to Jonathan Snyderman. The Psychiatry Prize is presented by Dr. Greg Medarisian to Mark Shamash. The Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery is presented by Dr. Gerald Freed, Chair of the Department of Surgery, to Amanda Ricciuto and Barbara Sproul. The Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery is presented by Dr. Gerald Freed, Chair of the Department of Surgery, to Trudy Naismith. S. Burkett Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology is presented by Dr. Saul Frankiel, Chair of the Department of Otolaryngology, to Amanda Fanous. The Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology is presented by Dr. Mark Cohen live to Paul Bastianelli. We now move to the non-departmental awards. The nature of awards is such that one person is chosen, but it's not an easy task with so many exceptional students. In the program, we have put the list of nominees for each award in the program, and indeed there are many others in this class who meet the criteria. The Ronald Douglas Neymark Award is given to the member of the graduating class who, in the eyes of his or her peers, most enriches the life of the class. It's awarded by Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, to Jason Chan. Alexander D. Stewart Prize is awarded to the member of the graduating class who presents in every respect the highest qualifications to practice the profession. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Jean-François Couture. Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Michael Pachi. The Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize is awarded to a student who embodies the highest qualifications to practice the profession and has demonstrated outstanding leadership qualities. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Olivier Drouet. Riley Madsen Memorial Prize is awarded to a student with good academic standing who has demonstrated exceptional warmth and empathy towards patients. It's presented by Michelle Joannis, Executive Director of Development, to Catherine Andrews. The McGill Alumni Society Prize, presented by Michelle Joannis, is awarded to a distinguished student for excellence in high academic standing. It is awarded to Anna Nikonova, who I believe is away, unfortunately. The Wood Gold Medal is awarded to the student who has the most outstanding clinical performance in the clerkship period. It is presented by Dean Richard Levin to Lori Robichaud. Medal is awarded to the student graduating with the highest aggregate standing in the entire medical curriculum. It is presented by Dean Richard Levin to Amanda Ricciuto.
Thank you.
The Dean's Honor List is the students in the top 10% of the class for the overall 4 years. Please come down as I call your name and pick up your very own copy of The Life of Osler. Now you won't have to borrow your friends' copies anymore. Please stay at the front for a group photo, and I'd appreciate if you could hold your applause until everybody is down at the front. In alphabetical order, Mylène Alice Azam. David Bacon. Matthew Pelang Cheng. Jordan Charles Gagnon. Stephen Christian Hanley. Sebastian Patrick Lalonde. Mohammed Shahi. Trudy Elizabeth Naismith. Anna Nikonova. Michael Patchy. Jessica Ann Papillon-Smith, Alana Pinchevsky, Amanda Irma Ricciuto, Lori Robichaud, Nicole Seven, Matthew Ryan Shirovsky, Sonia Rachel Scamini, Barbara Sproul, I'd like to ask the entire graduating class to stand. We have publicly recognized some individual prize winners, but this whole class is full of extraordinary individuals, physicians who will be healers and leaders in the years to come. Please join with me in acknowledging the entire class of 2011. I'd like now to call on Jason Chan, the class president, to address us.
I've actually prepared a speech this year. Vice Principal Dean Levin, Associate Dean Pickering, Assistant Dean Gupta, Osler Fellows, Rosalyn and Morris Goodman, all of our distinguished guests and fellow students. It is hard to believe that only 2 years ago we were all gathered here for our white coat ceremony. 2 years ago, I was standing behind this podium addressing you all as the class president. I was nervous, sweaty, and my voice on the verge of cracking. Unfortunately, this has all been recorded and is probably stored in some McGill archive for all eternity. But here I am today, 2 years later, still slightly sweaty, but a changed person, with all the confidence, skill, and knowledge that I have acquired on my way to becoming a doctor. I am not the only one to make this transformation today, however. Today at McGill, there are 164 other young doctors who started off also nervous and unsure, but are now professionals worthy of the title of MD. McGill Medicine has shown us that saving the world is not just a notion for the idealistic. Previous McGill giants, such as Dr. Scriber and his work on inborn metabolic diseases, Dr. Penfield and his cortical homunculus, and Sir William Osler with his modernization of medical education, are proof that individuals who have passed through the rotted gates of McGill have both proficiency and capacity to better the lives and well-being of the world around them. Today, we join these ranks. In the following years, some of you are most likely to have a triad named after you. Some of you may invent new medical or surgical procedures. As far as I am concerned, we are all destined for success, and this success starts today. Accomplishments of this magnitude cannot be achieved alone, however. As much as this day is for the class of 2011, it is also a day for the class to appreciate those who have helped us every step of the way. To Dr. Levin, Dr. Pickering, Dr. Gupta, and Dr. Tellier, to our teachers as well as all of the staff in the undergrad office who work tirelessly both behind the scenes and at the forefront to ensure that our education and research is of the highest quality worthy of McGill standards. To our Osler Fellowship mentors who helped us achieve the duality of both physician and healer. To all the organizers and staff that made today's ceremony possible. And most importantly, to our families and friends, who are pillars of support both before and during medical school, and who will continue to be there for the years to come. To all of you, we give you our most sincere thanks, and now it is our turn, in our capacity as doctors, to repay all that you have done for us. For myself, I have one more group of people to thank, and that is my class. The past 4 years as your class president has been such a great honor for me. Each one of you has contributed so much to my experience as a class president and has helped me to become a better leader and person. This is a privilege that I will never forget. As my last order of business as the class president, I would like to wish all of you the very best of luck, and I hope that while we are all out there saving the world, that one day our paths will cross again. Thank you. I would now like to introduce to you a particular individual who, in the opinion of the senior medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to our medical education. This individual embodies the essence of teaching excellence with his innovative style and great enthusiasm for his students. Because of him, ECGs are only mildly frustrating to read. I am very pleased to introduce Dr. Matthew Walker, course chair of Unit 2 in the Basis of Medicine component in first year, and who is also the co-director of the cardiology training program for McGill postgraduate medical education, which is carried out at the McGill University Health Center hospitals and at the Jewish General Hospital. He is the winner of the 2001 Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching. Please welcome Dr. Matthew Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. This is really strange for me, I tell you. Usually I'm up here giving lectures about cardiograms, P waves, T waves, and usually the attendance is not so good. Not only do I have one lecture hall filled, I have another one behind me. This is a dream come true. I figured you'd all be home listening to the recordings. I need to thank a few people here today. And the first person I'm going to thank is actually right here, Joyce Pickering. It's thanks to her that I'm here today. Actually, I should go back and thank Tom Hagis first, and he has no idea why I would be thanking him. But back in 2003, he's a cardiologist at the General, and he does ECGs teaching. I remember he called me and he said, "Hey, Walker, I don't want to do that lecture." I was a resident at the time. So chief resident in cardiology, and you know, my staff calls me and says, "You got to do this lecture on EKGs." So I said, "Okay, I guess so." I had no idea that I was addressing the medical class here and giving an undergraduate Unit 2 lecture. And thanks to him, I got involved with Unit 2. Then Joyce called me when I was finishing up my cardiology training. I was at the Montreal Heart Institute, and I remember she called me and said, "I want to have a meeting with you in my office." And I'm like, "Whoa, what's this all about?" So I figured she was going to ask me to get involved with Unit 2 and perhaps coordinate the cardiology section. But when she was describing the job, I quickly realized that, no, she wanted me to take over the entire unit. You know, I'd like to thank her for having the guts, I would say, to get me, you know, I hadn't even finished my residency to take on this position, and so it's thanks to her that I'm here today. I'd also like to take a moment and thank Anna Lee. Anna Lee is the coordinator for Unit 2, and she's fantastic, and I couldn't do my work if it weren't for her. Finally, I'd like to thank my family. I have my lovely wife here and my daughter, Mia. But I have two other kids. I have Benjamin and Miko. Miko is a Unit 2 child. He was born smack in the middle of Unit 2. What a great year that was. Without their support, this wouldn't mean anything. And so, you know, word of advice to you guys, you're all going to be very successful, and it's very easy to be very successful professionally, but don't forget what's at home. And you've got to come home, and you've got to be successful at home as well. And so don't never forget about that. Finally, I must say I have to thank you guys, obviously. Thank you so much for remembering me. I'm Unit 2, and I know there's many units that come after me, but somehow you guys still remember me. I will tell you, I probably learned more from you than you've learned from me. And that's been the secret of my success, is that instead of cringing when I get negative feedback, I take it in and I try to listen to you and make the changes. And all the subsequent classes, we've done that every year, and every year it's gotten better and better. And it's thanks to you. So I want to thank you all. I want to congratulate you all. This is a wonderful day. It's cliche. It's the beginning of a new chapter. It is. Life will change from now on. You're going to not have so much time to read and listen to other people. You're going to be working very hard, but I have full confidence that you guys are going to do very, very well. Thank you so much for this honor. Sorry, Joyce, I'm going to break protocol here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to call Jason Chan back up to the stage.
Sorry, Dr. Pickering. On behalf of the class of 2011, I would now like to recognize two individuals who have made tremendous contributions to the Faculty of Medicine over the last few years. These individuals are Dr. Joyce Pickering and Dr. Richard Levin. Unfortunately for McGill Medicine, Dr. Joyce Pickering is ending her term as the Associate Dean of Medical Education and Student Affairs. As the most senior class at McGill Medicine, we have seen many positive changes in the quality of education over the years, which is testimony to her outstanding efforts. We couldn't have asked for someone more committed to students. We hope that Dr. Pickering's legacy will serve as an example for all those who follow in her footsteps. Today also marks the last convocation ceremony for Dr. Richard Levin. Dr. Levin started at McGill in September of 2006, and so the journey our class has taken these last 4 years has roughly run parallel to his. As Sir William Osler did in his day, Dr. Levin made it his mission to reinvent medical education. In doing so, he has prepared McGill for the 21st century. As students, we have sincerely appreciated Dr. Levin for his honesty and warmth, for all the beer that he has given us, for listening to us, and above all, for showing how much he cared about us. He has guided the faculty through a time of huge change, from the brand new Super Hospital and Research Institute to the Medical Simulation Center and the McGill University and Genome Quebec Innovation Center. Throughout all this, we always felt that Dr. Levin, above all, cherished the connections he made with people, and we have certainly felt very connected to him. I would like to now present both of these amazing McGillians with gifts from the class of 2011. Dr. Pickering, please accept this gift as a token of our sincere appreciation for all that you have done. Thank you for everything. Now, Dr. Levin, please accept this gift from all of us. Inside the box, you will find an elephant figurine, which I am told you like to collect. The elephant figurine, however, is also a symbol that we here at McGill will never forget you, and in turn, we hope that you will never forget us.
Thank you so much, Jason, and to the whole class. I think I've learned a lot more from you probably in the last 4 years than you've learned here. So thank you very much for the opportunity to have been with you. And of course, you threw me off my script. So 2.5 years ago, as Jason said, you were here in the same amphitheater. Probably some of the same guests were here with you. And you were receiving your short white coat. And I'm sure you remember exactly what I said at the time, which is that the short white coat, is a symbol of the responsibilities that you take on as you begin in the medical profession. For those of you who are our guests, I should explain that traditionally at McGill, medical students wear short white coats, and once you graduate, you wear a long white coat. As a special present to the class, the dean is presenting you each with a long white coat. What I want you to do is wear it as a symbol of the extra responsibility now that you have. But seriously, key among those is the responsibility to teach your junior colleagues. So you will have students and junior residents following you soon. Please remember how important the teaching of your residents was to you as you pass that on to the people following you. You can pick this up in a gift bag on the sixth floor, room 634, as you leave the theater. I'd like to thank Leo Tiro, Academic Events Administrator, and Lawrence Miao, Communication Officer, and their staff, who organized this very special event today. I'd also like to thank Silvana DeLolo. Jason mentioned them. They're lined up here against the wall. I won't go through all their names, but most of you know them. And
They have worked tirelessly over the 4 years. You couldn't have graduated without them. They also know a lot more about you than you realize. So please join with me in thanking them for all.
I'd like to invite you all to share with us a celebratory lunch. It'll be served in the fifth floor cafeteria and in the sixth floor lobby. I'd like to request that when you leave, that those of you in the bottom half exit by the doors down here. I could be a stewardess. And those of you in the top couldn't leave that way. Dr. Levin and I will remain at the front for a few minutes. We'd love to have some pictures with you, because some of you, most of you will probably be very famous one day, and we can pull out the pictures. Merci, je vous souhaite une merveilleuse après-midi, et mes félicitations à chacun et chacune de vous.